The Holy Gospel according to the 13th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning with the 44th verse. Glory to you, O God. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So as you know, we're working on our Lenten theme of our brokenness. And today's parable theme is receive the treasure. And we're going to talk about, of course, the hidden treasure and the priceless pearl. Now, as we're looking at our brokenness through the lens of the parables that Jesus has taught and continues to teach us, and his passion story, you might remember that I invited some of you to bring, or all of you, to bring a plate or a saucer to church, right? Yeah. So some have done that. Check it out. Nice, right? And then we have this guy. Pretty happy. If you weren't here, I would like to invite you to bring a plate that's made of porcelain, china, or stoneware. Next week, it won't be too late, or if you can't make it next week, bring it sometime during the weekday. And a reminder, if you didn't know, and even if you do, you're not going to get it back. Everybody remembers that, right? So as glorious as they are, after next week, that's it. It's going to become something else. It's going to become a lovely piece of art, and it will be really amazing. It's been kind of fun for me this last week to see how curious some people have been and the ways that you're trying to get me to get tricked into giving you the answer. That's been fun. Oh, what are we going to do with all those plates and saucers? And I'm not going to get it back. Correct. Well, what's it going to be? An art project. Well, are we going to do what's all the different things that are happening? I've had people ask about food going on the plates, or are they going to get broken, or what? And I'm not going to say. Just not going to say. And it's also been kind of fun to hear the different stories that people have of their plates, where it came from. This one, in fact, which I think is really cool, it's got little bows. The red things, the big giant things like this are bows. The person who brought it used to make sure they put ketchup on the bows when they would have their food. This one I can talk about because I got it at the Salvation Army for a couple of bucks. I liked it because it was green, and it was one of the few things you could buy there that wasn't part of a set for $20-something. I wasn't buying that much stuff for the art project, but I liked this one a whole lot. And somebody last night even wanted to bring the saucer that went with their cups. Well, we don't use it anyway, so might as well get some good out of it. So thank you for everybody for bringing your plates and your saucers. It's going to be kind of fun to share stories once the art's done, to talk to everybody and see whose piece was what and what the stories might be as they continue. And of course, we're going to talk about how the plates reflect our stories, our brokenness, and our frailty. And just as each one of these things are different, it's interesting for me to see how each of us with our histories can interpret scripture, specifically the parables, because sometimes when you hear them, Jesus is pretty straightforward. You know, he says, like a spiritual truth, it's like A is B. You know, spiritual truth, everyday story, Jesus tells us what it means. Boom, boom, boom. We like that. However, when we like that, sometimes doing what it is that he wants us to do in that lesson is the challenge. Now then there's the other part. The other part where interpreting Jesus' parables, the meaning isn't really all that clear. Right? It's not that clear. So people come away from the parables with different interpretations. Focusing on sometimes the different characters in the story or the different events because based on our histories and our life experiences, those parables, well, they just mean different things to different people. And you might ask, well, which one's right? Because Because we want that concrete answer. Which one is right? Well, they can both be right, because Jesus gives us that freedom sometimes to bring our experiences and our life histories and the things that have happened along our faith journey to help us interpret those. Martin Luther, the Reformation guy that we like so much, he called this our tentatio. You're learning a word for the day, tentatio. T-E-N-T-A-T-I-O. And that's our personal experience and our trials in our life, and that we bring that into a scripture text, and God speaks to those trials to help us understand them and uses those things. Now, if I were to ask all of you what the sermon's about different Sundays, most times you would get a different meaning. I've had people come through, "Oh, Pastor, that was a really good sermon. I like that you said this and this and that and this." And I'm honestly going, "I really said that?" And I'll think back and it's like, that is not what I said, but that's what they heard. And is that to say that what they heard isn't true? No, it's what they heard. Or if we ask another person, "What did you hear in that same sermon?" they would hear something completely different. And maybe neither one of those things is where I was going with it, but it's what you all, whoever took away from it. Our parables today do that. They have the same storyline. Something very valuable is found, and the finder sells everything to own what has been found. Over the centuries, those listening to these parables have come away with two meanings, and both are confirmed in other passages of Scripture. And each of those meanings, which we'll get to soon, each of those meanings into these parables are both true. And if Jesus had any one particular in mind, he doesn't say, he leaves that for us to wrestle with. And in doing so, because he's so awesome, gives us a little more time to spend with him and thinking about his lessons. So I invite you to imagine a couple of people, and they're in this gallery of all these paintings. And the two people, they're looking at a couple of paintings that show Jesus in his passion, in that story. And the two people are looking onto these paintings, and they see Jesus as he's arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. They see him beaten and flogged. They watch him mocked and spit upon. And then they look into another painting and they see him crowned with thorns and wearing a scarlet robe on his shoulders. And they look into these paintings and see the cross where he's being led to, where he's going to lay down his life for them. So after viewing these paintings, as you're imagining these paintings, these people then hear the stories of the hidden treasure and the priceless pearl. A man finds a treasure hidden in a field. He sells all he has to buy the field and own the treasure. And a merchant in search of a fine pearl finds one and sells all he has to own that pearl. And because these two people who saw these paintings and hear these parables, because they have brought different needs to the paintings and life experiences, to the parables also, each one walks away with a different message. And both of their messages, again, are really rich and real and true. So person number one struggled for many years with feelings of being worthless, being broken, not good enough, almost invisible. Person one remembers an adult telling as a teenager that they would never really amount to much. The job that they have seems menial, inconsequential. Same thing, day in, day out, blah, blah, blah. What's the point? She really wonders if anyone loves her anymore. Her husband's busy and the kids are busy and they don't really interact a whole lot. She kind of just feels more like a maid going through the motions and not really feeling like a wife and a mom and a productive member of society. And for her, as she watches Jesus go painfully to that cross, she hears his parable. And in that, she hears that she is the treasure and the priceless pearl. For her, Jesus sold everything. He laid down his life for her. And she realizes that she is worth that much to Jesus. He loves her so much. And this message of Jesus' parable talks to her in her self-pity and doubt and brokenness. And she's changed. This message that Jesus has given her helps her to see that she's immensely valuable, not only to Jesus, but to her family and her colleagues at work and those whom she's in society with, and yes, even herself. Now, the other person who's looking at the paintings has a little bit different of a background. They've been raised in a confident family, raised to know that they have worth in society, a person of great faith, had a faithful community around them. So they're coming to these paintings and hearing the parables from a little bit different perspective. For him, these parables seal what he's always felt, and now he can fully express more. He can express more fully that Jesus Christ is the priceless treasure of his life. He doesn't see himself as the treasure in the parable, but instead, Jesus is the treasure. Jesus' sacrificial love has made Jesus this man's most treasured possession, if you will. And he looks and realizes Jesus did all of this suffering because of his sins, of his brokenness, and it's overwhelming to him. There's an old German hymn by Johann Frank and Johann Kruger that says it well. Jesus, priceless treasure, source of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. So for any of you here, one of these two meanings that we just talked about might be the one that meets your needs at this time in your life. Perhaps both of the meanings talk to you in a little bit different way. Maybe both are true. And maybe that's going to change. And that's the cool thing about Jesus' teachings. Because again, he has so many ways of addressing the human condition, our lives of faith, in teaching us these parables, that we wrestle with them and spend more time with him, and because of that, our faith is strengthened and our relationship with him is strengthened. I hope that you all know that you're all priceless to Jesus. You are treasured. His beloved children of all ages, you are treasured by Jesus. And because of that love, I wouldn't be surprised to hear at all that you would say that Jesus is truly the treasure of your heart as well. Amen.